The debate was taped in the studios of WWNY in Watertown. This is Matt Doheny's third attempt to capture the congressional seat for the 16,000-square-mile district. It's Stefanik's first run for office. The debate was more subdued than their first, as moderator WWNY anchor Brian Ashley kept the candidates, for the most part, from interrupting each other. The debate was divided into questions of national and regional interest. There was a lightning round, and one segment allowed the candidates to pose a single question to one another. On many issues, the two Republicans agreed, or their philosophies were closely allied.
I would be a dogged advocate for missile defense to be right here in Fort Drum.
I would also advocate for Fort Drum to be the missile defense site for the East Coast.
With a hospital small like Alex Bay or large like CBPH or, you know, what Mr. Carmen runs here in Samaritan, they're doing great work.
I agree.
I'm 100% against the SAFE Act. It is unconstitutional.
I don't support the SAFE Act because I believe in the Constitution.
During a lightning round of questions, single-word answers solidified their agreements. They both say same-sex marriage is a state's rights issue. They support medical marijuana and also favor hydrofracking. Both are opposed to the Common Core education standards, and both have milked a cow. In the wake of the recent Federal Department of Transportation safety advisory for trains carrying volatile crude oil through parts of the 21st District, the candidates were asked whether there should be stricter oversight. Doheny said there is a solution that is not being addressed in Washington.
This is why we need the Keystone Pipeline. Number two, we do need greater federal oversight.
Right, Elise.
I have a number of concerns. One is the local communities, our local fire departments, our local emergency services don't have the resources to deal with the if situation, if there is a catastrophic incident. I agree with my primary opponent that we absolutely need to make the Keystone Pipeline legal now. I absolutely think there's a federal role to regulate trains. So I think this is another issue that we agree on.
The candidates expressed a slight disagreement over the tightness of security along the northern border.
There is a balance we need to strike to ensure that we have a secure border, but also to continue to encourage economic commerce. I believe we've struck the correct balance in Canada, but I think nationally, what concerns me is that so much of the debate dealing with our border issues focuses on our southern border.
Yeah, I think it's a little too tight, and I think it has a negative impact on commerce. The more difficult it is to get in and out, the less chance that people want to come, invest, and continue to reinvest in our area here. I think we need to have a little bit easier egress and ingress. Again, part of it's physical upgrades, but part of it is in terms of coming up with programs to let people come in out easier.
The most acerbic exchange was early in the debate as the candidates discussed government bailouts. Stefanik began by saying that her family business did not benefit from any bailout.
My primary opponent was working on Wall Street at the time. He actually received deferred compensation from Deutsche Bank. And even your own hometown newspaper, Matt, called out the untruthful statements. I do not support TARP. I was not part of the process building TARP.
Look, this is D.C. doublespeak. I mean, she was there, but she didn't believe in it.
Were you not on Wall Street? You were on Wall Street.
I worked for an institution at Deutsche Bank. But Deutsche Bank didn't get bailed out. The companies, the banks, the insurance companies, and the auto companies that could have actually survived would have survived within Chapter 11.
Audio is courtesy of WWNY Watertown, Mountain Lake PBS Plattsburgh, WPBS Watertown, and North Country Public Radio, which co-sponsored the debate. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.